Jerry Lopez is one of the legends of big wave surfing, a pioneer in riding some of the world's largest and most dangerous waves. His skills gave him a leg up when he left Hawaii and took on a new sport, snowboarding. He fell in love with it and began incorporating surfing techniques into surfing's snow-based cousin. At Oregon's Mount Bachelor, Jerry created a surf-inspired snowboarding event called the Jerry Lopez Big Wave Challenge. The Big Wave Challenge uses natural and man-made snow-covered mimics some of Jerry's favorite waves from Hawaii and around the world. That event takes place today and tomorrow in Bend, Oregon, and my co-host, Chris Vandercook, spoke with him about his new passion ahead of last year's event.
Well, you know, it's a lot like surfing. I went one time, it was actually my wife's idea, and she loves to tell the story about how I stood there, and yeah, another one of your big ideas. But for actually both of us, it was one of those things that, you know, it was love at first bite, and in fact, we ended up moving lock, stock, and barrel. Well, you know, it was a process of several years from Maui to Oregon here so that we could snowboard more.
I would imagine the first thing that was strange about it was that the surface is not moving beneath you, right?
Well, that's actually one of the great things about it. You know, after a lifetime in the ocean chasing waves, that's really one of the beauties about snowboarding, is that the mountain holds still for you while, you know, you take your ride. Out there in the ocean, everything's moving.
And when you're on the ocean, you've got to have a sort of a you got to be kind of a human springboard ready to move with it, right? I would think that would be a big adjustment.
Well, you know, that's why surfing is such a great metaphor for life, because life doesn't hold still for us either. And all the things you learn out in the surf, trying to be, as you say, spontaneous, you know, and moving with it, is just what you have to do with life, too. And if you don't, it just passes you right by.
Yeah, that's a few would disagree with that, Jerry. At the same time, you know, I would think that whole sort of resilience that you need for surfing would be quite a bit of an adaptation when you don't have to move with the surface. Is it a lot easier then?
In some ways it is, but, you know, there are all the little things about snowboarding and the snow and the mountains that need to be learned again. So there's you know, nothing easy about anything in life. Mm-hmm. It's all a process.
How long did it take you to learn? To get comfortable snowboarding?
Well, let's put it this way. I brought one of my surf team riders up, you know, one of the really hotshot young surfers, and he learned, I mean, really learned in about an hour. It took me quite a bit longer than he did, but snowboarding compared to surfing is something that most surfers, you know, when they first try it, discover that it's actually something that comes very naturally, and they are able to pick it up pretty quickly, at least pick it up to the level where they're having a good time doing it.
Mm-hmm. Are the competitors in events like your Big Wave Challenge, do they come from surfing, or are they lifelong snowboarders, native snowboarders, if you will?
Well, here in Oregon, most of the people that live here are, you know, winter enthusiasts who embrace the snow. And, yeah, a lot of them are hotshot snowboarders. So this is the reason that we have what I call a pro surfer division in our event, where we can get the surfers, you know, hopefully from Hawaii or anywhere, to come. And they may not be, you know, totally comfortable and maybe feel a little bit out of their element. So they have their own division, and they can just go against the other surfers and not be intimidated by guys who have spent the whole winter chasing the snow.
Yeah. Are there a lot of surfers adapting to snowboarding?
I think all surfers at some point give it a try.
Really?
They do, yeah, because they hear so often, you know, and I'm one of the big advocates of it, that it really especially in powder snow, is so much like surfing. And the whole idea of this event, well, it came about because, you know, the wind blows the snow and creates these snow features that we call wind lips that look just like waves on the ocean, except they're frozen, you know. They're, they're made out of snow. And they kind of happen in the same places on the mountain. And so I've named a lot of them after, you know, surf spots that I'm familiar with. And I was talking with, then he was the marketing director of the Mount Bachelor ski area here. And he goes, well, we should have an event that kind of like a snow surfing event, you know. And we kind of brainstormed it a little bit and came up with this idea that, well, we could build waves out of snow and judge it like a surf contest.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we have.
As a surfer, you were pretty familiar with the challenges, the particular challenges of huge waves, right?
Well, I like them all, but yeah, bigger waves are always a little more challenging, and I think I really like those better.
Well, you know, to the novice, it looks like somebody, you know, roller skating down a two-story building or something. And I'm wondering how you duplicate that on snow.
Well, you get on a big slope and imagine that it's a wave that's holding still for you. And away you go.
And in a way that you probably, at various times over your career, might have wished that some of those waves would hold still, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they never do they?
Well, apparently not. But so a lot of the designs sort of came out of your own experience as a surfer, it sounds like, the way you designed the course on Mount Bachelor.
Yeah, and we name each of the features that we build after a surf spot, you know, surf spots that I'm familiar with or that I wish I was familiar with, you know, just from seeing pictures of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, you know, adds a little more of a surf element to this snow event.
Well, Jerry, how has your cold weather adaptation been? That's something people from Hawaii are always concerned about.
Well, I tell you what, I think you can be dressed warmly, more warmly in any of the snow conditions than you ever can in the surf conditions. And I think I've been more cold and miserable surfing in Hawaii on a north wind day than I've ever been up on the mountain.
And that was Mr. Pipeline himself, Hawaii's own Jerry Lopez. He is a big wave surfer and the creator of the Jerry Lopez Big Wave Challenge. That event is being held today and tomorrow at Mount Bachelor in Bend, Oregon. You can find a link to the event on the Conversation Facebook page.
Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from Achieve 3000, a student-focused literacy platform committed to providing relevant new nonfiction content to engage students at their reading level. Achieve3000.com/Hawaii.